And the new has to do with your mind and your heart. Which is a one-to-one. You cannot go through an intermediary. The Bible said there is only one mediator.
And
that mediator is Christ. And somewhere in Hebrew, it also said that Jesus is the great shepherd of your soul. So the New Testament has no provision for pastor. There's no provision. The new provision is for John the Baptist. You know? So, and even Jesus came to them and said, look, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it.
Jesus Christ.
John chapter 2, they were surprised.
Right?
46 years, and you're not even up to 30 years, or you're just about 30, and you're talking about this temple.
But
he said he was speaking of the temple of his body. Again, that is the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it was brick and mortar. It was all system outside, impersonal. God couldn't work with it. So you see, and so the system you find today, the big gigantic churches and all that, it cannot. God has finished with that order. No matter how best it is, how big it is, it can at best amount to the Old Testament.
You know?
So the new order is speaking about your heart, your mind, and relationship with God. If someone will ask me, say, look, what is the greatest commandment? I have told him, go to the temple, do all the things. He said, first, you love the Lord with your heart, your mind,
your soul.
So if you put your money on that, you can never go wrong.
Where
you begin to open up your heart and for God to deal with you and for God to, you know, to do a work in you. And the right point is that, you know, God's program, you know, he was talking about fruit. God's fruit is Christ in you.
Is the
harvest of Christ out of your life.
That is the fruit God is looking for.
You understand?
And
for that to happen, there has to be a lot of process. You know? Uh-huh. There's a difference between forgiveness of sin and change in nature. There are two different things. So, if someone is born again, fine, your sins are forgiven. But the thing is, Romans 7 says that the things I want to do, I do not do them. The things I don't want to do are the things I do. So it means that there is something in me, there is a law, there is a principle, all right? That makes me to do the things I don't want to do. And this is Paul.
So, in other words,
okay, sorry. I don't, so, in other words, it's not just to forgive you of your sins. God must go in and take away that person.
And
that means there has to be a nature change. So I will put my law in your
mind.
Law means, the Greek is nomos, means my ways, God's culture, God's traditions, God's mind, God's, you know.
Nomos የሚለው ነው በግሪክ law የሚለው እንግሊዝኛ በግሪክ nomos ይለዋል nomos ማለት ደግሞ ከዚህ በኋላ ለራሴ ኑሮ አልኖርም የራሴን መንገድ አልሄድም ላንተ እኖራለሁ ማለት ነው
you understand so it's speaking about a complete change
ሙሉ የሆነ ለውጥ ውስጥ እንገባል
which is just beyond being born again
ዳግም ተወልደ
but today that's why the church is everybody is just born again and He says they are ready to go to heaven. That's
not going to happen. There
has to be a deeper work.
And
that brings you into a deeper place of relationship. Which now also emphasizes the point where you need a one-to-one dealing with God, to be able to deal with the heart.
የነን ነገር ደሞ ምናገኘው ምን ስናደርግ ነው በግል አንድ ለአንድ ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ያለንን ህብረት በጥልቀት ከሱ ጋር ያለንን ግንኙነት ያዛበረን ስንሄድ
You know when Moses was writing the commandment it was specific 1 2 3
Moses
4 it was
ድጋቶቹን ሲቀበልና ሲጽፍ
It was one after the other
ሶስት ያለ ተራ በተራ ነው የተቀበለው
So that's how God writes the law in your life so is
እግዚአብሔር በህይወታችንም ህጉን ሲጽፍ
It is a relationship.
It is,
it's not something that happens on Sunday. It happens every day, every decision, every choice. So it's speaking of your lifestyle. So God is saying worship is lifestyle, not an event.
That's
singing songs, giving offering. That is not
who are you?
So that is the whole thing, bringing it down. And that is the Feast of Tabernacles. You know? So right now, the church is just Pentecost, born again, baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, miracles. And that's it.
የመሻገር ነጻ የመውጣት ፋሲካ እንዲሁም ደግሞ የማደሪያው ድንኳን አከባበር በዓል ያልናቸው በቅዱስ ውስጥ ገብተን ብናይ ብዙ እንማራለን.
We must go beyond the Pentecostal experience.
ስለዚህ ከፍ ወዳለ ወደሚበልጥ
ነው. Where I realize that I am the dwelling place of God.
እኛ የእግዚአብሔር መገኛ ማደሪያዎች.
So if God is going to dwell in me, then I must prepare this house.
ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር እኔን ማደሪያ ይሁንልኝ ካለኝ እግዚአብሔር ለሱ ማደሪያ ለመሆን ራሴን ማዘጋጀት አለብኝ.
And that is a whole big ball game. It's a different kind of issue.
ስለዚህ በጣም ሰፊ የሆነ ትምህርት ነው ብዙ
Because man is soul,
soul ነፍስ ነው
spirit and body.
መንፈስ
So which one are you going to prepare? You have to prepare the three of them.
ሶስቱንም ነው ማቅረብ ያለብን ስጋችንንም መንፈስ ነፍሳችንን.
Your soul is your mind.
ነፍሳችን ስለ አእምሮአችን.
Your emotion.
ስሜታችን.
Your desire.
ፍላጎታችን.
Your will.
ፈቃዳችንን ጭምር.
Each one of them is the whole universe. So you see, there's a lot of work to
do. You
understand? So that's why there's a need to move on, you know, and press on into this place of relationship. The Bible says it's like the vessel having oil. The wise virgins had oil. The vessel speaks of the soul.
አምስቱ ቆንጃጅት ማሰሯቸው
ውስጥ ሲሄድ የተዘጋጀነው
You
have to buy the oil. It's different from the lamp. The lamp is just the spirit being born again. So there's a difference between the lamp and the vessel. The character. The fruit.
መብራቱ የሚቀመጥበት
You buy the
መሆን የተለያየ ነው. እኛ ግን መብራቱ ውስጣችን የያዘን መሆን አለበት.
There's something to pay for it. You must give something instead.
ስለዚህ ዋጋ የሚያስከፍል
ነገር ሊኖር ይችላል. It's about the crushing of the grape, you know.
And today, that's
part of the gospel is thrown away. Nobody wants to talk about grinding or character. No, you don't want to do it. But God is speaking about it. So, just want to encourage you to look at the word you are hearing, And go to God and ask God, say, what do I do with it? I believe that there's a potential.
You know?
When God showed Moses, he just called Moses, showed him a burning bush. The result was a generation. The result was an exodus. Because Moses said, I will now turn and look at this. This thing I'm seeing. Let me give attention to it. So he began to open. He began to unfold. He began to hear voices. He began to see signs, miracles. His whole life was transformed. So as you look at it, I'm telling you, there's going to be a whole lot that is going to be there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.